Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's been a privilege always to come and share the love of God, to speak about God, who is my creator, almighty God, I mean, who is the reason for me and who I am actually living for, to praise Him, to glorify Him, and for what He has been, for who He is, and what He has been doing in my life. It's been quite a roller coaster journey for our family, but we praise God in the midst of everything. He is being praised. In the midst of everything, God is being glorified. And in the midst of everything, we say Jesus lives. And we praise God because He is sovereign God. We might not understand everything, and I have given up asking the question why, but I'm only asking the question what next. So it's been really good when I have forgotten the question why. Because I don't want to know. But I do want to know what He wants to do. How He wants to do it, I don't know. And I don't want to know. But for sure, I want to know is what He wants to do with me. What He wants to do with my family. What He wants to do with our church. What He wants to do with our town. And in all this, you might be thinking, why Joel is excited, why this is so much energy all of a sudden. Let me tell you why. I have AOG conference tomorrow. So I'm going away for four weeks. I wish, but yeah. I'm going away for 4 days on my own. So I don't have to wake up to say, right, the kids, come on, wake up, it's good, it's time for school. And I don't have to hear, Joel, it's time for work, wake up. It's exciting that I'm going. No, the reason is exciting, that I'm going to be spending time with the leaders, the people of God there, praising again, to be amidst of them 4 days is amazing. Please continue to pray while I'm away, and also the family here as well, as you continue to pray for me. Before I go to the word, I would just like to thank the whole church. I think it's probably the first time after I've been to India that I have come up here and to speak about. I want to thank the whole church. I want to thank pastor and elders and everybody in here. The reason I want to thank you is we felt the prayers that you have been praying for us and for our family here and back in India as well. And we believe the Holy Spirit has been guiding us, leading us through the prayers that you have been doing for us. And also not only prayers, but also people who have supported, stood by us, people who have been there to tap on our shoulders, pat on our shoulders and say, Joel, yes, we are with you in every situation. And I thank God for the family we have here in this church, New Life Pentecostal Church. And it's a family here. Just a couple of things. Yes, it's been a celebration of my mom's life. She has been called to glory on 17th of May, and it's been a celebration when we have been there. And I thought I knew most of her life from when I was been growing up, but I learned even more when people spoke about her and her life as well. And we praise God for her life, and we praise God and thank God for the life she lived here, where she's been a good witness for so many Christians and non-Christians, and now she is enjoying the company of her husband in the most high presence of our living God. So we praise God for that too. And there have been so many things that have been happening. But yes, I'm going to share part of it as well. Before I go into the sermon. It's just a thing, right? We have been away last weekend as well. We weren't here last weekend. It was the advice taken that we needed a break. And I have been asking God so many things about, right, we do need a break, Lord. We need a break in terms of the things that have been happening. And we have shared most of it in this church from years, the things that we have been going through in terms of family, in terms of us as well. And God has given me this to really encourage me. What I am preaching today, or what I'm going to share today, is what God taught me, or what God has been teaching me, and which I am learning. And in that case, I was just in a position to say, you know what? Now, I have been under the pressure. I am worn out. I am tired. I am unable to do the things which I would normally do. I'm getting frustrated, and so many things. And taking the advice to stop and actually reflect has given us, and also God has laid this message for me, which is, keep doing what you are doing. Keep doing what you are doing. I met somebody yesterday at work, and they asked me about, Joel, how did you end up in the UK? And it was kind of a long story, but they asked me about, okay, don't think that I'm being nosy, but, you know, how did you come, or how did your family come? And they asked me about the whole thing, and I thought, right, okay, it's not being nosy. I'm quite happy to say why I'm here, what I do, what I'm going to do tomorrow as well. On Sunday, I'm going to church on Sunday, so I shared everything. In terms of those, when I shared about, yes, I came here in 2005, and said, okay, did you come with the family? And I said, no. I came here on my own when I came first. And then, okay, then did your wife kind of follow you? And I said, yes. She followed me after 8 months, I said. And then, okay, so it must be long, so you must have been married and left her. No, I said, no. I was married only for 25 days before I left her and came back to India. Came here to UK. And then I was kind of suddenly, this clicked on. Keep doing what you are doing. So then, when I was talking about it, I'm leaving her for 4 days again and going. So I do like keep doing what I'm doing right from the beginning. No. But yes. I would just like to read a passage from the Bible. This is what God laid on my heart. John chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. Soon another feast came around, and Jesus was back in Jerusalem. Near the sheep gate in Jerusalem, there was a pool, in Hebrew called Bethesda, with 5 alcoves. Hundreds of sick people, blind, crippled, paralyzed, were in these alcoves. One man had been an invalid there for 38 years. When Jesus saw him stretched out by the pool and knew how long he had been there, he said, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man said, "Sir, when the water is stirred, I don't have anybody to put me in the pool. By the time I get there, somebody else is already in it." And when God gave me, keep doing what you are doing, and this passage, I was thinking, right, what is this passage to do with that? And if you look into it, in verse 7, the sick man said, "Sir, when the water is stirred, I don't have anybody to put me in the pool. by the time I get there, somebody else is in it. In New Living Translation, it says, "No, sir." The question was, do you want to get well? The answer should have been yes or no. But the answer is an excuse, if we say. So, when the answer he says, I don't have anybody to put me in there, but why is he actually at the pool? When he knows there is nobody who is there to put him in the water, then why is he staying there for how long? We don't know. He has been sick for 38 years. He has been there and he has been living with the sickness for 38 years. And he knows nobody is there. We don't know if he has been lying there all through the years or he was just keep coming the time when the angel comes and turns the water. So has he been keep coming or has he been lying there? But why, when he knows he's not going to get well, or when he knows nobody is going to help him to put him in the water? But then the penny dropped. No matter what, whether he's expecting a miracle, whether he's expecting somebody to put him or not in the water, what he kept doing was he was doing what he was doing. If he was staying there at the pool for longer times, he continued to stay there. Or if he kept coming back every year or every time the angel comes and stirs the water, he was there. And every time he tried, somebody else was getting in there. Let me tell you, in our situations, we are at the point. We are keep on doing the same thing. At a point, we must have lost the hope that we will have a breakthrough. We must have thought, you know what, it's not going to happen, but I'll just turn up anyway. Let me encourage, keep doing it. And this man on the poolside wasn't expecting Jesus to come. He was only expecting that one day he will fall into the pool so he gets well. Or even he wasn't even expecting, he has given up the hope there. Right, in that case, what is this about this man that I want to share with you today? If you look at the first thing here, he is tired, he is weary, and he has lost the hope. He is discouraged and disappointed. If we can look at him, the answer gives him, which we can sense it, he was weary. You know, I've been coming here. And then he was disappointed. Nobody is there to help me. And then he is discouraged because no support. That's what we see in his answer. Though he has those, he still kept coming. He still laid there by the poolside. And he continued what he was doing. So he was weary and disappointed. Before we look into the next one, let us look into Galatians chapter 6, 9 to 10. Galatians chapter 6, 9 to 10. But I would like to read it from verse 4. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done. And you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct. Those who are taught the word of God should provide for the teachers sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. Verse 9. So, let's not get tired of doing what is good. And just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family, household of faith. And if you look at verse 9 and 10, the first one it says, do not get weary. And we actually ask the questions, we are so tired in terms of family, in terms of everything that we come across, the work. God's will was asking me just this during the break, how was your week? And I said, I actually probably haven't worked so many long hours or so hard from in 3 or 4 years, if I have to say. It was so busy, I had to stay long, late, meetings. It was so tiring. And I was worn out. And I'm thinking, why am I so tired? Why am I weary? Why am I not refreshed? We have so many commitments. The family, the work, children, everything that we do. And we get weary. And we also get disappointed because we don't get immediate response of what we are doing. You work so hard, and at the end of the day, there will be no response from anybody. There is no recognition. There is nothing that you are appreciated about sometimes. And then that discourages you. That's where we are at the point. But this guy, though however he is feeling, though he is weary, though he is tired, though he is discouraged, he kept doing the same thing coming to the pool. Every time the water stirred. And then, when I felt that, when I was so weary and tired, and I said, you know what? This is not about something that God gives me when I'm feeling so down. Yes, the family situations, the circumstances, the things around are not well. They are all tearing me down. They are all really a burden. But why am I carrying a burden when Jesus said, if you are tired, if you are weary, those who are all burdened, come to me. We know these passages very well. I know this. I learned so many times. I heard this, preached on it. But it was refreshing once I got it back again. When I was so tired and when I felt, you know what, I'm not gonna carry on anything more. And I was frustrated. And I know the frustration is seen at work, in my family, on wife, on kids. And I thought and stopped. You know what? Something is wrong. And when I stopped, I didn't just stop. What I also did was to tell the enemy that I will continue to do what I was doing. And yesterday, I really had a good time with my boys after a long time. I did tell them, I did miss this for a few weeks because we were running one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. Pressures, yes, after mom, and then my father-in-law wasn't well, and we thought, right, okay, this is happening. But yes, but is there anything that I need to do? Of course, being sympathy, yes, I can do something from here, but at the same time, I can give those to God and be the same person doing, spending time, have that laughter and continue what I'm doing. And when I got that back, I know, and I praised God, and I told the enemy as well, you know what? Anything can happen around me. Whatever the circumstances are, I'll keep praising my God. Deliberately, intentionally, I'll keep loving people. Deliberately, intentionally, I'll keep the joy, not allowing any disappointment, not allowing any discouragement into my heart. And it is a deliberate act. You have to be intentional to say, right, you know what? I'm not going to make anything affect me today. Otherwise, it's very easy to be caught up, to worn down, and to get disappointed and discouraged. And also, the question comes when you're so tired, when you are doing so much at work, in church especially, because in church we don't get paid sometimes, but still we have to come on a regular basis and do. At work, okay, I get paid, so I keep doing everything. But here we don't get paid, but we still have to do, be on time and do the things. And you get to the thought, okay, what am I doing for? Whom am I doing for? Will my hard work be paid off at any point? Are there any results that coming out of what I am doing today? But then, this is the words. Verse 9. Do not let yourself weary of doing. And I encourage you. I encourage everybody here. Keep doing what you are doing. It is for the glory of God. And we'll come to that in the next. Next, second thing. What happens when we are tired? What happens when we are weary and discouraged is we lose focus. And when we lose focus, we get easily distracted. And the main thing goes aside and the smaller things become the mountain. That's exactly happened to me a few weeks ago. When I was so tired, the main thing of what I should have been doing, I lost the focus and I started picking on the things which are related to main thing rather than the main thing keeping the main thing itself. And I thought I was busy doing something around it. And I got, if anybody something said anything to me, I would go on doing that bit. And then next something came up to me and I said to my manager, okay, let me do this. And then afterwards at home, right, okay, I will continue doing this. Instead of wearing out, it's just I lost my focus of what I should be doing. And I stopped and I thought, you know what, no. I just need to get back my focus where I should be. And this guy, who is at the pool, he lost the focus there. He lost the vision there, why he was there. When the question was asked, he just said, nobody is to help me. But if the question was asked, if he was quietly focused, do you want to get well? The question wasn't, what do you want, was it? The question is, do you want to? And if he was focused, the answer is, he lost his focus. We do. We get distracted. And when God is asking something, right, there is a solution here. Is this what you wanted? And we say, Lord, they are getting blessed. I am struggling. It is well with everybody. It is not with me. And I have to deal with everything. I am the only one doing everything. It's only my family. That's why I stopped the why question. And I thought, you know, it's all the distraction. I am not going to go into that. What I'm going to do is, I know what God has called me for. I know where I need to be. I know what I need to do. I need to keep doing what God asked me to do. I need to keep focus on what I should be doing. The third one is the opportunity. The opportunity. He missed the opportunities there. Every time he tried to get into the pool, somebody else was getting in the pool before him. And when you miss those opportunities, you feel discouraged, disappointed, and you lose hope. I'm never going to get the opportunity again. Or even if you get the opportunity in the circle of that, okay, whenever I go, I won't get this again. Somebody else is going to jump into it at the last minute. You will miss the opportunities. You will miss the opportunities. It was so close for me to miss the opportunity as well. I did a couple of things. I missed my opportunities where I should have done something better. I missed the opportunities of meeting people where I should be meeting, which should have been a progression. But because I was caught in something that so burdened, as I was carrying my burden and weary, and actually I lost my focus of what I should be doing, I missed the opportunity. We will be in the same situation as well. When we are losing that focus, when we are weary, we miss our opportunities. And then we come back to God and say, why didn't I get this? But you had an opportunity. But because we couldn't focus, we just missed it. We have a story where the sower sows the seeds, and some of them fall into the thorns, and then they kill the plant because of the thorns, and it dies. Yes, in one way, we are saying it hasn't fallen on the good land, good soil. But if we are allowing the thorns to grow in our heart, then the plant that should be fruitful and growing wouldn't grow. It will be crushed. So enemy puts those, as much as the plant should be growing, it grows as well along with the thorns. But we should be aware that we give, or we should grow as a healthy plant where we should be growing, where God calls us to be. And just before we come to an end, couple of things. After all these, the situations that I have been, one of the things, when we look into the opportunities, sometimes we miss the opportunity because we talk about the glory of past and we talk about the dreams of the future. And we miss the present, what we should be doing now. And with all credit, everything, yes, the past is good. We've done so many things last year, few things 5 years ago, 10 years ago. That's nice. And we'll be thinking of future. Yes, when I get this done, in 2 years' time, I'll be doing this. But currently, what you should be doing is keep doing what you are doing. It is as much important to continue to doing what has God called us to do and keep continue to do what He is given to do. Then, when these things are happening, I just looked at our church life as well. Today we have a praise night, praise and worship. I really commend the worship team when they come here committed and praise God and continue to do what they are doing. And when worship band couldn't do a few times, pastor comes and continues it singing. And I thought, we haven't probably seen a good growth in number of people attending, but I was quite encouraged that we kept doing what we are supposed to be doing. As the man at Bethesda, where he has been coming there, or lying down there, we are still doing. You never know when Jesus comes and when it becomes completely different. When the touch of God, Jesus is always, but when that favor of God touches us, when it is the time when it happens, we should be ready for it. We should be ready for it. And this is all we are doing. And then, looked at Tuesday coffee morning, running for years. Yes, successful. Now coffee morning too, we have breakfast and toys. And Pastor gets every time excited about sausages, especially when we talk about the breakfast. And it has been going on. It's been continued. It's been a bit discouragement that recently started, cell group and circumstances and changes. But it is decided we'll continue. We'll keep doing. That is what we decided last time when we met as well. We were encouraged. We're talking to each other saying, no, we need to keep doing what we are doing. Let's continue. And we know there is midweek fellowship which runs. Friday, we have once in the third Friday of the month, fasting and prayer. Saturday prayers continue. God's will leads them. Though there are not many numbers, which is quite possible to attend, still it is going on. Why I am pointing these out today? Ladies meeting, men's meeting, Sunday school, young adults. These are all going on. There are so many activities that are happening. These are happening because we have decided and committed to do, to keep doing what we should be doing. And there is going to be the fruit which we will all reap. And when I was this here, this happening, right, what made me to come back into the place where I was so encouraged is one thing, going back to Word of God. Going back to Word of God. When Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 came, why are you so weary? Why are you so burdened when I asked you to come to me? I will give you the rest. Going back to the Word of God is the main important thing for me. And it says, Pastor has been teaching as well on Timothy, how it is important for the Word of God in our lives. In every situation, in everywhere, yes, it has shown me the direction again, where to go back into. And also, another thing is the fellowship. As the Word says, encourage each other. Come into fellowship. They edified each other coming into fellowship. And that helped me as well. In terms of meeting people, sharing the experiences and sharing few things. And then also laughter when we met. Joking around, laughing around. It's not only in terms of Bible and reading, just fellowship, getting along together. And let me take this opportunity again to encourage you. Whatever the time that suits you, whatever the time that you can make it, please have fellowship during the week to be encouraged. Not from Sunday to Sunday again. Let's get some time to refill during the week, not to be weary. Fellowship is very, very important. And then, as we encourage each other as well, and remember that God has made us to do the good work for what He has made us. That's what the Word of God says. He has made us to do the good work. So when we look into verse 9 there, do not be weary. Do not give up. And then you will reap what you are sowing. We are sowing good seeds onto good soil. And we will reap the harvest. We will reap for what we are sowing. Keep doing what you are doing. No matter how the situations, how against they are, no matter how hard they are pulling you back, let me tell you, you are doing the right thing, right time, in the right place, because God has placed you there. If in case as I was a few weeks ago, pulling back and being burdened and weary, come back to Word of God. Find time to have that fellowship. And then be in purpose of God for what He has called for. God bless you.